bit of watering here and there, and they're a blessing to me. I love them. I love the children. I also work with women, home studies, if they give them to me, if they let me. and I enjoy those now too. I'm becoming more working more with women since I've been in Querétaro, because there seems to be a lot of distrust of me with the parents of the children. And I guess it's because I don't have kids. But now that I knew I was going to cry. Now that we have women in our meetings, you know, we now are growing a little bit. And we have like 30 people, and some of them have children. And so now I'm, it's opening up for me, you know, because they have children, and so they, you know, lend me their homes, and their kids bring their friends, and so it's getting started up again. And that's been a real blessing to me. I'm also trying to reinstate our correspondence school. We had, years ago, we had a correspondence school down there. We had like 4,000 contacts, and we lost contact with most of them, almost all of them. And with moving, and the brother that was taking care of it, the Mexican brother that was taking care of it, he had to drop it. And anyway, we lost contact, and I've been trying to establish contact with some of the people and find out what's happened, or if they're interested, or if they know other people that need, you know, that would be interested in receiving courses at home free. And right now I think I've got like almost 30 students. They're not very active, but they're working on it, you know. And some of them, we have new courses. Michael's writing some for me, and you know, he's pretty direct. After they get one or two of those, they don't write back. but we know that they got the gospel clear. You know, they got it clear, and that's our point, of course, is that they get the gospel. They hear the word. Try and get them started in churches, you know, find local churches and start growing. Also, track fasting and talking with people after the, you know, plaza preaching and that. It's been a real joy. That's when you get to try and make contacts again, you know. Try and get people to come to the meetings. And anyway, this has been a whole new ballgame for me, because for the first 11 years I was in San Luis Potosí, and the church was already established. And so these last 2 years it's been trying to help establishing a church, and man, it's a whole new ball game. I think the ball game's over. I'm not sure. No. Anyway, it's been something new for me, and now that I can look back, it's been great. But boy, it wasn't great at the time. Not for me. When things have been on my heart, I see the grace of God. I see the grace of God in my life. I see the grace of God in the church's life, and in our development. And I just praise God that His grace is sufficient. And we need to call on that grace, you know, and utilize it, because it's there. But when I consider my life before I was saved, well, I thank God that, you know, salvation is by grace and not of works. And that's the gift of God. And when I see it in my daily life, you know, even the grace, the goodness of God brings us to repentance, you know. I mean, that, well, we can talk about that with salvation, but also in our daily life, you know, it's that goodness that brings us to repentance of our negligence, of our laziness, of our, you know, whatever in our lives that is impeding our communion with the Lord. So I just really, I've seen it in my life so much, and I'm giving God the glory. You know, He is, His grace is sufficient. But on the other hand, there's two sides to every coin. The other hand is responsibility, and I'm seeing that that I have responsibility. That I have the responsibility to be diligent, seeking the Lord. I have the responsibility to be steadfast. I have the responsibility to grow.
Amen.
and to redeem the time. I forgot to bring up my Bible. Who's nervous?
He's all in.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for warning me. Everybody makes fun of me because I talk English and Spanish mixed up together all the time. Romans 10, please. Has been a very big lesson to me. Because these are verses that I use so often. To show the people how they can call on the Lord. Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It seems like people worry a whole bunch about grace and about salvation being by grace. Well, what about, you know, all these people that make professions and then they don't live it, and what about this and what about that? I says, you know, we're not fooling anybody. It's the word says, you know, and with the heart, and God sees the heart, and he knows what's real and what's not. And so, I mean, just because they make professions or say with their mouth does not mean that they believed in their heart. And we don't have to worry about that with them, but we have to worry about that with us, you know, if it's with our heart. And 13 says, first, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then we jump down to 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We have the responsibility, well, we're redeeming the time to use the word of God to talk to these people. And I see that this responsibility is mine. And even though my ministry is with the children, I need to use the word of God. Many times we try to just talk to children, you know, we think that they can't grasp, you know, the word of God. So with just stories or just using examples, they have to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Because it says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I have the responsibility to tell others, to tell them with the word of God. And I need to remember always that how the grace of God came into my life. And the Lord saved my life and changed my life, that other people need Christ too. And I need to not be lazy, not be negligent, not be selfish, and think of others and tell them.
Amen. 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 Thank you.